Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. You know, it's good to be back. And this is show number 311 for December 4th, 2011. And the music in this podcast is brought to you by IOTA Promo. And the song you're listening to is Samba La Nana. And it's from Quickstar Productions Presents Electric Underground, Volume 10. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And coming up, we have Laureen Romero, the co-host, and an interview coming up. What are the 10 things you need to know to become a successful travel consultant? And coming up in the co-hosted segment, we speak with Kelly Bergen from Oasis Agents to learn what those 10 things are. So stand by for that. Also in the show notes, and I'll talk a little bit about this at the end of the show, John Jones, one of our listeners, heard my question about what happens when you take a new iPhone and ask the personal assistant, Siri, when you ask her to find a travel agent. John went to a lot of work and tried this out, and he produced a YouTube video showing how all this works and what happens when you ask that question to Siri. So you don't want to miss this video, and I'll put a link to it in the show notes. Well, if you want more shows from the Home Base Travel Agent Show, you can find those on iTunes just by searching with the term travel agent. Or you can go to the website at hometravelagent.net, and you'll find there many of the shows that we've produced in the past 3 or 4 years. Also, you'll find tags on the right side of the website that you can click on if you're interested in shows with particular topics. Say you're interested in sales and marketing. Well, there's a tag over there for sales and marketing, and you'll get to see all the shows that we've produced that were tagged with the item sales and marketing. And that's what the topic would be in those shows. And if you want to reach me, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Now, we've been off for a couple of weeks, and you know it's nice to be back. It was nice to have a little vacation as well. We went down to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and spent a week down there. And I have to tell you, Gulf Shores is a really cool place. You know, I come home, and a week later, I wanted to go back. You know, there is no evidence of hurricane damage there. In fact, well, I shouldn't say there is no evidence. There is a little bit, but, you know, unless you knew that a hurricane went through there a couple years ago, you would not really know it because most everything is rebuilt. Now there is a couple of beach houses that I noticed that weren't rebuilt, that there was still some rubble around. But, you know, I really had to look for those, and the beaches are absolutely gorgeous. And I did not see one sign of any oil on the beaches. The beaches were just pristine, and actually we were fortunate enough to have very good weather. You know, the weather was in the 70s, and the sun was shining most of the time. I think one afternoon we had some rain, and then it rained on into the night, but the next day we got up and it was sunny once again, and we were all ready to go down to the Gulf State Park. And you know, the Gulf State Park has some great beaches in the state park system. And it has a beautiful pier, and there were a lot of people on the pier fishing. You know, it's just a wonderful tourist and recreation area in Gulf Shores, Alabama. In fact, we were on the pier, and we could even see a dolphin playing out just off the pier. It was all pretty exciting, and I'm still ready to go back. You know, I live up here in Michigan, and the Michigan weather is not the greatest this time of the year, and we're due to get worse weather as we move into January, February, and March. End of March, it starts letting up a little bit here. And, you know, I try to get away again in March at some point, try to find some warm weather to go to in March. And hopefully that'll happen again this year. And, you know, who knows, maybe we'll go back down to Gulf Shores because I'm certainly ready to go back there. And if you have clients interested in, you know, kind of a vacation that takes them within the United States, Gulf Shores is a great place, and don't let them be wary about any of the oil problems or the hurricane problems there, because, you know, they're not going to find any. And it's this is not, portion of the show is not paid for by BP Petroleum, so it's from personal experience and a great time that we had, great food, just all around I really enjoyed it. So with that, what I want to do is move on into the co-hosted segment. The co-hosted segment goes on for almost 40 minutes, so it's going to be a long segment, and when we're done with that co-hosted segment, we're not going to have any news. I'm going to wrap the show up at the end of the co-hosted segment, And we'll call that a show. And then we'll be back again next week with another show of the Home-Based Travel Agent. And again, we're here for you as the travel professional. And, you know, everything is free on our website. There's no premium subscriptions, memberships, no documents to buy, download. Everything that we do is for free. And Lorena and I do this as a labor of love. We don't make a whole lot of money out of the whole. Actually, we don't make any money out of the whole thing. I do have one advertiser. That advertiser helps pay for some of the hosting expenses. It doesn't even come close to paying for all the expenses of producing the show. So, and the guests that we have on the show, we're excited to have these guests on the show because they possess and they give you valuable information for your travel business. And we have them on the show and they pay us nothing to do that. It's just that we think they have the good information for you and we want to pass that along. But anyhow, our one advertiser is GoToMeeting, and that's the Citrix Corporation. And you know, online meetings are a great tool for businesses to work smarter, and that's why I highly recommend GoToMeeting by Citrix. It's the easiest, most reliable online meeting service available. And you know, I use GoToMeeting weekly, if not more, at my day job. Now, you can join meetings in seconds without technical headaches. It's so easy to set up, you can schedule your secure meetings with just a click, and you can hold as many meetings as you want for one low flat rate. Plus, you get voice over IP and toll-free audio conferencing, and that's all included. Now, with GoToMeeting, you can do everything from sales calls to project meetings right from your desk. Now, GoToMeeting makes your meetings more cost and time efficient, which is better for your business. You know, you don't have to travel anywhere, and the people you're meeting with, they don't have to travel either. They just can be at their desk and log into their PC, and it's as easy as that. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. Now, you can try it for free for 30 days. That's an unlimited month of online meetings. And all you have to do is visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, promo code PODCAST, and make sure you enter the promo code because that gives us credit for you taking a look at the great product, GoToMeeting. Check it out, and we'll be glad you did, and I want to thank you ahead of time if you intend to do that. So anyhow, with that, that's our sponsor, and we're happy to have them as a sponsor. And what we want to do now is move on into the co-hosted segment. So here we go.
Well, welcome, everybody, to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I'm back. You know, it's usually Lorraine's back, but this time I was away taking a little break down on Gulf Shores. And I expect probably at the introduction, the first part of the show, you heard me talk a little bit about that. But back at the microphone, and we have a guest once again, and it's kind of nice to be back in the swing of things here at the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I know you all missed Lorraine, so here she is.
Hi, Barry. One of our listeners contacted me while you were on break going, hey, now Barry's on break? I go, yeah, I'm in town. Barry's on holiday for 2 weeks, enjoying a little break and in just taking an off time. He's like, wow. He was very impressed by that because he's used to you saying, I'm on break. But he was very impressed that you took a break.
Oh, that's nice.
So it is good to be back on track. And today's guest, I have to laugh because I have to tell you a little story about this. I'm always interested in having guests. Hi, Coco. Guests from other host agents to be on. I've been with Nexion for 6 years, so that's usually who I talk about. It's the only host agent I've had. And you talk about what you know. So I always encourage people to let me know and make an introduction so that we can have some other host agents on and have a fair representation. So Bob Duglin with NACDA and I spent quite a bit of time together while we were on the Big Island. And I was in the car with him one day and he pulled his phone out. So here he is. I guess they don't have hands-free in Florida because he very comfortably picked up his cell phone and was driving and dialing at the same time. I was horrified because California is very strict about hands-free. And he said, here, talk to Kelly. And so he hands me this phone, and I'm talking to a very nice woman that I have never met, and her name is Kelly Bergman, and she is the VP of Business Development for Oasis Agent. And we got along great. And when we were in New Jersey, starting the pre-fam for the NACTA conference, I went to go to have dinner with Bob, and who was sitting next to him other than Kelly and her husband. So I had the great opportunity to be able to meet Kelly in person and spend a week with her on the MSC ship. And I was delighted. She's a wonderful person, a great leader, and I wanted to make sure to have her on the show to be able to talk about what their company does, what they have to offer agents. And when we set this appointment for her to be on the show, it seemed like it was forever. Forever. And in fact, when Kelly and I reconnected just to confirm, she's like, wow, I can't believe it's this week. So exactly. I'd like to introduce our guest, finally, sorry for babbling, but Kelly, why don't you tell us all about what you do, who you represent, and why agents might consider, if they're looking for another host agent, to consider Oasis Agent.
Cool. Hello. Hi, Barry. Hi, Lorene. You know, that was funny. Bob was, when you called me from Hawaii, it was so funny. And then that was like in, what, June or May?
It was during the summer, yeah.
It was crazy. And I looked at my calendar and you looked at your calendar, and the only date we could decide on was December. And we were like, oh, that'll like never happen. And then here it is. It's the holidays, everybody. Oh, my goodness. Get ready. So, and then it's going to be 2012, and we're like, yay, yay, another year.
You know, whoever
gone.
The adult was when I was a kid who said, watch out, when you get older, time will pass quickly.
Yep.
I'm still wondering where the 4th of July weekend went. It just, you're right, I can't believe it's the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. So anyhow, thank you so much for inviting me on the show and giving me an opportunity to talk about Oasis, which I love to do because I so believe in this program and what we do. But what I want to do is give you, actually talk about 10 things that I think a independent travel consultant needs to be successful in this business. And how this came about, I've been in the business many, many years. I'm not even going to tell you how long because then you'd know how old I am. But I started as a travel agent, owned my own travel agency. Then I went to the other side of the business and I worked for Princess Cruises, Funjet Vacations. But you know what? Then I came back because I always liked our side of the business, the travel agent side of the business. And I actually owned another small travel business. And then it just led, I won't tell you my whole life, but now, of course, I'm working for Oasis. And so I sat down one day and I said to myself, now what if I was going to become a home-based travel consultant again? What if I was going to go back into that part of the business? What is it that I would be looking for that would help me grow my business? What is it that when I owned my own travel business back then that I had or that I really wished I'd had or that I needed? And so I put my thoughts together and I came up with 10 things. So I wasn't looking to come up with 10 things. I just happened to come up with 10 things. So I'm going to talk about those and not in any particular order. So number one isn't necessarily the most important thing for everyone. It might be more important for some agents than others, but we have to start somewhere. So I'm going to go through those items and then just relate to you what Oasis does, okay?
That's
but before
perfect.
I do that, you know who I am, VP of Business Development. I've been with Oasis since it started in 2009. But I want to give you just a few quick facts about our company. And that's that we've been in business in 2012, it'll be 25 years. So it was started, an agency started by Lee and Ann Smolinski, a couple in their like early 20s, believe it or not. And they started this small agency in Boynton Beach, Florida. And it was in a small shopping center. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And now we're one of the largest cruise agencies in the United States. So we have lots of experience behind us, but it didn't start as a cruise agency. We've done corporate travel and tours and air and cruises and everything. So we have experience in, you know, we're very well-rounded. So because we're one of the largest agencies around, you are going to get top-tier commissions, of course, on all of the cruise lines. But we're also a member of Signature Travel Network, and I'm going to talk quite a bit more about that. So because of that, you're also going to buy, you're going to be able to tap into 5+ billion, that's billion with a B, like in boy, $5 billion of buying power. And we're one of the top agencies in the Signature Travel Network organization. So that gives you a little bit of information. We're also members of course, NACTA, Better Business Bureau, IATAN, CLIA, American Society of Travel Agents, OSSN, we're ARC appointed, and then, of course, Signature Travel Network. Now, for those of you who don't know Signature, it's the oldest consortium, or if you will, co-op in the United States. They started in California, I think in the 1950s. They've been around forever. And in my mind, they're the leading consortium in the travel industry today. But I'm biased, but you'll see. I'll give you some reasons why I think that. So let me start with one of the things that I think, if I was starting my travel business again, that I would need, and I think every travel consultant out there needs, are top-tier commissions. You know, 10% just isn't working anymore. You can't survive on 10%. So you need to have those top tiers, 16, 17, 18%, right? You need to, and if you can't get those on your own, which is pretty hard to do, because you'd have to do a tremendous amount of volume on each supplier. So that's why it really makes sense to partner up with a company and to get those top-tier commissions. Some of the, we get 30% of, on some of the things we sell. So you want to partner with someone that's already, you know, that's recognized as a top producer in the industry and that's already built up the business with most of the major suppliers. In other words, why reinvent the wheel? Because if it's already there, go ahead and use it. So if those commissions are already there, go ahead and partner with someone that already has those. I think another thing you need to look at, number two on my list, is if you're going to partner with a host agency, you want to make sure you have a high split, okay? So I really think, you know, the 50-50 split is just not working anymore. It's that's not going to give you enough money to put in your pocket. It's not going to give you enough money to do the marketing that you need to do, the promotion. So you really need to look for something better. I think 70-30 is probably the least amount you should take, and that would be 70% to you and 30% to the company. So think about that. Now, our program pays 100% commission, and people are like, really? Really? How can you do that? Well, we do, and, you know, we've worked out the numbers. It's working really well for us. We've been doing it for 3 years, so it's successful. So what we do is we pay 100% commission. So if your commission's $500, then you get the $500 minus a $29 processing fee. If your commission's $1,000, same thing. We give you the $1,000 minus $29 processing fee, okay? Now, if your commission's like $50, so anything under $150, then we do an 80-20 split. Because if you have a $50 hotel commission, we don't want to take $29 of that, okay?
That's very fair.
Yeah, I think it really is. So our agents love it. That's what I think attracts a lot of agents to our program. And there are other programs out there that pay 100%, but just you don't need to or be on the lookout. You really don't have to pay extra. So you don't have to pay an extra amount every month to get that 100%, and you shouldn't have to reach certain revenue goals to get it. At least we don't require that, okay? So anyone that joins our program, no matter which plan they join in Oasis, they get 100% right off the bat. So that is, you know, it's very, very attractive to people. So look for the highest split you can get. And you also want to look for, you may get a really high split, but maybe all the other things getting aren't as robust as you would like them to be. So take a look at that as well, okay? Okay, number three, I think you need a sophisticated, as I say, CRM. So, or even any CRM. You need a customer relationship manager, and that could be, there's lots of generic ones out there on the marketplace, like Goldmine and Act and all kinds of things, but travel specific ones are like Client Ease, Client Base. We at Oasis use Client Base, and this will help you create invoices. It will track commissions, but the most important thing, I think, is to get your clients into a database, into digital form. And sometimes I assume that agents, that everybody has put their clients into their computer, so to speak. But I talked to some of my agents, and believe it or not, they still have them on paper.
Wow.
I know, like in a notebook or on a Rolodex card. And I'm just like, you can't do that anymore. You have to get them into your computer, into a digital format. And if you have a CRM like Client Base, for instance, you can keep track of so much information on each client. So you should be able to put in, of course, names, addresses, email addresses, but client birth dates, passport numbers, when those passports are going to expire, where they've been, where they've traveled, where they want to travel, when they're leaving, when they're returning, are they interested in skiing, are they interested in golfing, do they like beach vacations, are they more cultural, do they like wine and food, you know what I'm talking about. So the more information you can acquire or gather on a client and put into one central location, the better it is for you and the easier it's going to make it for you to market to those people, okay? So CRM, I think, is very, very important. Next thing is number four on my list is easy and automated marketing, okay? So here's the deal, as I see it. I think marketing is 50% of your job. I think it's that important. If you're not marketing in today's industry, I really don't think you're going to be that successful. You need to be marketing to your clients. Here's the problem, and I speak from experience, it's a very, very time-consuming thing to do. Marketing, I mean, you could just be, that could be your whole job, just creating advertising and marketing and just doing that. But it can't be your full-time job because you have to be booking people and servicing the bookings and getting to know more people and reaching out and getting new clients and keeping the clients you have, which, of course, is marketing. But so you have to have something that is easy, that you can set and forget, that's automatic. And that's hard to find. And it also needs to be branded to you, okay? It has to have your information all over it. So you want to build your business. You don't want to build somebody else's business. You want to build your business, right? And some of the tools that Oasis has, and I wish, this is what I wish we could get visual, then I could show you, because they're so professional and well done. But, excuse me, emails. Of course, promotional emails that go out to your clients that are designed for you, that are sent out once a week or every other week or whatever schedule you decide. But these are, it's like having your own advertising agency, okay, that are putting these together for you and sending them out to your clients. And the really cool thing about the program we use is they can be coded to your client preferences. So what do I mean by that? I mean that if you have a client and you put in their profile in your CRM, right, that they like river cruises, then they will get emails about river cruises, okay? So, and they won't get emails about, I don't know, skiing if they're not a skier, for instance. That's just to give you an idea. So that's pretty sophisticated technology. And to get that, to build that on your own would be very, very, very expensive. So that's one of the things we offer in our program, are the promotional emails. Then we have websites that are customized. So they're very well priced. And they're and when I say customized, I mean you can pick the content that you want on your website. So if you only do land and you don't do cruises at all, you don't have to have any cruise information on your website, or vice versa. Or maybe you just want certain suppliers. Maybe you just do luxury, Silver Sea, Seabourn, Oceania, that type of thing. And you don't want to do, you know, some of the other mass market cruise lines. So you could customize your website to only show that type of supplier information. You get to picture all your own pictures. So it's not a totally develop from scratch website for you, which would probably cost $10,000. But it's really, really personalized to your preferences. So that's a good thing. Another thing that these that I love about this whole email website thing is the integration of the two. So imagine your client receives an email from you, and of course it has your picture, your logo, your website, and they're reading through the email, and there's all kinds of links in this email with different promotions. And when they click on that link, it automatically takes them to your website, okay? So it's all interwoven into each other. It doesn't take them off to a supplier's website or somewhere in Never Never Land on the internet and you lose them. It keeps them in what I like to call your sphere of influence, okay? So that's very important. And again, that's pretty advanced technology to be able to do that. Another thing I think is important, is what I like to call relationship marketing or heartfelt marketing, okay? So it's great to send your clients all of these promo mailers or emails, right? But every now and then you got to reach out and touch them and you got to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, welcome home. Hey, by the way, your passport's getting ready to expire. Don't let it expire because you want to go on that great trip, right? So we have an automatic program that will do that, and it works in conjunction with client base. So, for instance, you've put in your client's passport number and expiration date, right? So the CRM, the client relationship manager, the database, will read that and automatically send your client an email greeting card that says your passport's getting ready to expire. So I think that's very, very cool. And then, of course, there's nothing like the good old pick up the phone and call the client and say, hey, how you doing? How was your trip? That type of thing, right? Another thing we offer that our agents have access to is it's called My Travel Site, and it's all about social media, so which is important, and there's no two ways to get around it in this day and age. I really think every travel consultant has to have some kind of presence in social media. So this is a platform, it's called My Travel Site, and it allows you to build your own, I like to say, travel Facebook, okay? So you can upload all of your pictures and your trips, and you can blog about it and talk about it, and you can invite your clients to upload their trips and talk about their trips, and then they can invite their friends and family to take a look at what they've put on, so you're kind of building your own community. So that's a really cool thing, too. Another thing we just came out with that they released at our annual meeting a couple weeks ago is it's called Pocket Travel Consultant, and you can send your clients, for instance, they're going to Paris, so you'll send them a destination guide about Paris on their smartphone. So that's something really new and different.
Wow, that's totally different. I haven't heard of that one before.
I know. Isn't that great? I know. Or if they're researching, they're thinking about going on a cruise and blah, 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 you can send them all the information on their smartphone. So they can't book, but they can do all the research they want to their little heart's content, and then, of course, they call you.
Of course.
So, yeah.
Very smart. We like that.
And it's all branded. So when they get this on their smartphone, it has your logo on it. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't even know how they do this. It's like so far beyond my understanding. I know how it works. I know what it does. I have no idea how they develop this, but good for them. You know? So, and then, of course, we have print. Don't forget about print. Good old print marketing. Every now and then, I think it's a great thing to send out, maybe a couple times a year, whatever works for you. And And you can, you know, you can order postcards from cruise lines, or you could, there's all kinds of different material you can get. We tap into the signature print marketing program, so you can do that as well. A lot of times it's free. Sometimes you just have to pay for the postage. So anyhow, that is available, just to let you know. So that's when I talk about easy and automated marketing. What I'm saying is you need to look for something that's already set up that you can just go in, brand on your own, and get it done, because you can't spend a lot of time. There's only so many hours in a day, right? Another thing I think you need to look at is, or that, and you should have, is a high level of support. So you want to get a quick response to your questions and your problems. I think within the day or at least 24 hours isn't asking too much. So take a look at that. And, of course, training. You want to have access to some really good and frequent training. FAM trips, seminar at seas. You want to have webinars that you can tap into on different suppliers. We have that. We're always having webinars on different preferred suppliers. And I also try to throw in marketing webinars every now and then to give our agents an idea of different, how to use social media, or, you know, here's our email marketing program and this is why you should use it. And then we have what we call Signature University, which is on demand. And, of course, it's through 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can take it whenever. You can take the classes whenever you want. And they're constantly adding new classes. So that's really fun and easy and convenient. And then, of course, I think it's important to go to get together with all of your comrades, compatriots, all of the people that belong to the organization in a yearly sales meeting. So we do that. We just had ours the week before last. And the first day of the meeting is just for Oasis agents. So we have a seminar, and we plan a day for the Oasis agents. And then the next 3 days are is the Signature Travel Network Conference. And it's free to attend, so you don't have to pay anything. You just have to get to Las Vegas and your hotel room. And then the whole conference and the meals and everything else is free. And it's wonderful. It's just everyone who attended this year said they'll be back next year. Lots of seminars, just great things, wonderful prizes. Oh, my goodness, the prizes were incredible. There must have been 25 grand prizes. One of our agents won 14 days on Silver Sea. Two of our other agents won trips to Tahiti. Another guy, Classic Vacations, a trip to Hawaii. So it was great.
Wow,
so anyhow,
you have Bob being the one to get all those prizes?
He begs. Bob? What?
He begs well.
I know. Yes, he does. It was like, it was so, because they kept calling Oasis agent after Oasis agent. It was almost embarrassing. You know what I mean? So many of our agents won. It was great. So anyhow, I think that's really important. And it just, you know, you get to meet other agents and talk and exchange ideas. And which brings us, of course, doesn't bring me to my next point. That's down the road. But but you need that. You need, you know, to get together and have that training opportunity. So another thing that I think is important is I like to call it quick search capabilities. In other words, you need to be able to put your fingers on information very, very quickly, because you know that your clients are doing that. They're on the internet. They're researching here and there and everywhere. So if you can not only get the information quickly, but also send it to them, like we were just talking about, sending it to their smartphones, then that's just, it makes you look like, you know, the guru, right? So information at your fingertips. We have on our back end intranet, of course, all our suppliers are listed. You can look them up really quick. Another thing I really like is you can look up supplier by destination. So, for instance, I had one of my agents called me. This was like last year, and said, Kelly, I only sell cruises, and my good cruise clients want to do an all-inclusive in the Dominican Republic. Oh, my God, what do I do? I said, no problem. Just go to the internet, go to suppliers by destination, put in Dominican Republic, click go, and boom, it'll bring you all of our suppliers that do the Dominican Republic. And then you click on one of those, and it'll give you how to get a hold of that, you know, Travel Impressions or pleasant holidays or whatever, right? Very, very quick. So she was like, oh, thank you so much. So anyhow, lots of destination information. We have a whole W Cities guide on every city in the world. We have port information. Every port in the whole world is listed, whether a cruise ship visits that port or not. That's in the back internet area. And then we have all kinds of group dates, cruises that you can book into. That's important. You can actually book through, when you're in the back end of our internet, you can book hotels and you can book cruises that way if you want to. You don't have to, but you can. Then, of course, there's all kinds of information on all the promotions we're having, the sales that we're having. So remember, Signature has sales, different cruise lines and suppliers. And then our agency has our own sales. So there's always sales going on. So you can look back there and find out when and what they're offering and that type of thing. And then, of course, just news, what's going on in the industry and that type of thing. So, but you got to, yeah, it's got to be very easy to find information quickly. And we hopefully try and make it as easy as possible. Another thing that I really important to compete in this very competitive travel industry that we have today, and that is you need to be able to offer your clients something that they can't just find on Travelocity, right, or Expedia or on the internet. You have to offer them something special. So, and I'm talking about like with cruises, onboard credit, or some of our cruises have not only hosts or hostesses on board, but they'll have a private car and driver shore excursion. So there's all kinds of different things that they have put together, and if you book onto that particular sailing, you can offer that to your client. And, of course, it's no money out of your pocket. So you need things like that. We also have, we call it strategic partnerships. Signature has partnered with Bon Appetit Magazine, the Food Network, and Architectural Digest, and they've put together wonderful tours and cruises with those themes. And, of course, sometimes celebrity chefs are on board, so all kinds of wonderful things that you can book into. And you can also take this information and put it on your website so that and your clients can see all this great stuff that's been put together. And then, of course, we have a great hotel program. And it's not the only. There's lots of different ways you can book hotels. This hotel program, through Signature, has over 750 hotels around the world. And we've negotiated special pricing, number one, for your clients. Breakfast every day, doesn't matter if they're traveling to China or Idaho or the Philippines or Hawaii, they're going to get breakfast, whatever hotel they stay in, through Signature. And they're also going to get other amenities like spa credits, food credits, a bottle of wine, early check-in, things that they wouldn't get probably just booking even on the hotel's website. Okay? So, like there's this one hotel in Barcelona that gives your client a half-day use of a Mercedes smart car. I mean, just, you know, fun stuff. And again, no money out of your pocket, and you can give these things to your client. So really, really cool. I think that's, you know, to be competitive, you got to be able to have things like that. And then, of course, I think my number 8 point is everything has to be branded to you. So I've kind of talked about that previously, but all your emails, your website, anything printed that gets mailed out, the client amenities, everything that goes out from you has to have your branding on it because you're building your brand. And I think that's very, very important. If it does, for some reason, if it doesn't work out and you have to leave that particular organization or company, you don't want to... You have to be able to bring yourself, your brand with you, right? You don't want to have to start all over again. So very important, I think, the branding thing, very important. Number 9, communication and networking. So we kind of talked about that with our annual meeting. But, you know, if you're a home-based travel consultant and you're obviously working, a lot of you working by yourself, and that's great. It's wonderful to be able to work from home, but it can probably get lonely once in a while. You might feel a little isolated. So you need to be able to reach out there, and there's forums out there. We have, Signature has a forum that you can participate in with over 6,000 agents, and you can ask advice or you can give advice. So that's a way to do it. We also have Oasis Agents has a great Facebook group, and the people are always talking and exchanging ideas. So that's great. And then, of course, we have our yearly sales meeting that I already talked about. We really encourage all of our agents to attend that if they can. And then we have FAMS. We have a seminar at sea coming up January 2nd on Holland America. So you definitely want to be able to take advantage of those types of events where you can get out and about and meet other agents. And, you know. And then the 10th thing, which I have really, I have nothing to do with. We can supply the tools. We can supply the promotions, the great commissions. We can give you training, all these great things. But in the end, it's up to you. And you are the energy, and you are the one that needs to take that, run with the ball, and, you know, the desire to succeed, so to speak. So we want to help you do it. And we like to think that we give you some of that energy. We get you excited. I know all the agents that went to our meeting in November, you know, they get pumped up. And they're like, yay, rah, rah, 2012 is going to be great. And it is. It's going to be great. I guarantee if you, you know, set a plan and you work your plan and you use some of these tools, I really, truly think you can increase your income and your client base. I just don't see why it wouldn't work. So anyhow, hopefully that gives you a good idea about our program. I might mention that in January, we are rolling out a new agent program. Right now, we only take people that have experience in the industry. But in January, we are going to reach out to those people that want to, maybe they want a second career, or maybe they've gotten laid off from their job and they've always wanted to get into the travel industry. And so we are going to have a program that will help them do that. So kind of look for that. That should be rolling out January of 2012.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So it'll be all inclusive. That's good.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So I believe that you offer three tiers. Is that right? Three different plans for three different needs. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. We have a basic, which is membership in the program. So you get 100% commission. Of course, you get access to Signature Travel Network. You get the high commissions and, you know, all the training and that type of thing. And then the pro plan is the next step up, and that is includes a website. Okay. So that's $59 a month. The basic plan is $29 a month. The pro plan is $59 a month. Okay. And then if this next step up would be elite, and that's $79 a month, which would include the website and all of the email marketing tools, the print marketing, the my travel site, all of that good stuff I talked about.
No, that sounds like a wide range of options for people who need certain levels, which is great.
Right. And some people some people start with basic and they upgrade later.
Exactly.
So, you know,
now, where would our listeners go to get that information?
www.oasisagent.com. So Oasis Agent, singular, oasisagent.com.
Okay. And one of the other things that we always encourage our guests to do is to give, you gave the website. You mentioned you have a Facebook page. What is that?
It's Oasis Agent. Yeah.
And also a phone number. We like being able to give a phone number if possible. What we try to do, Barry and I encourage our guests to give as many ways for listeners to be able to get a hold of you. So you have no privacy. Sorry.
Right. Yeah, we don't want privacy. So the website, yeah, www.oasisagent.com, Oasis Agent on Facebook. Phone number is 800-613-8380. That's 800-613-8380. If you want to talk to me, my name's Kelly. My extension is 120. You can also speak with Lisa, and her extension is 135. So either way, or you can email us, which is really easy too. It's Lisa at oasisagent.com or Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at oasisagent.com. So any of those methods, yeah, we'd love to hear from people.
No, that's great. And I'm definitely a believer of having a host agent. Like you said, the important thing is you're your own company. For example, I'm Sharp Tongue Consulting. If I change agencies, I'm still Sharp Tongue Consulting. And as you said, it's important for you to create your own branding. And to your clients, that's who you are, not blah, blah agency.
Right. I agree. Exactly. You can take it with you wherever you go.
Exactly. Now, Barry, you're awfully quiet as usual. We go through this every time we have a guest.
Well, hello, I'm here.
Hi, Barry.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a question, and actually, I think you touched on this, but I just want to make it clear because we do have a lot of listeners that are thinking about the travel business, interested in it. Now, what I'm hearing you say, I think I'm correct, is that you don't have a volume requirement that an agent brings in to your host agency with them, or you don't have an experience requirement. In other words, you don't have to have 1 or 2 years of experience to be an Oasis agent. Is that correct?
Well, let me talk about the volume. You're correct. You do not have to. We don't set goals, but we don't set volume requirements. You don't have to make a certain amount of bookings, okay? Everybody gets 100% commission, whether they book $5 million a year or $5,000 a year. That's a little exaggerated, but so that's the way we work that. Now, as far as experience, to start out as an Oasis agent, either with the basic pro or elite plan, we do require that you have some experience in the industry. We usually look for about a year. Now, if you don't have any experience at all and you want to get into the travel industry and become a travel consultant, then starting in January of 2012, we are going to have a program that you can join. And, of course, there'll be a cost for that. But we'll have this program that will teach you the basics and get you started in all about the industry and how it works, and so that when you're finished with that and you've gone through the program, you will have a very good idea of where you need to start and what you need to do to start growing your business.
Okay, very good.
Yeah. Did that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And I think that helps clarify it for anyone out there that has a New Year's resolution of starting their own business and getting into the travel industry. There you go.
Right. Yeah. And the big thing about, I think, beginning any business, it doesn't matter if it's travel, whatever it is the plan and acquiring clients. How are you going to do that? And where do you start? And, and how do you start marketing to people? Yes, you can open a business, but if you don't tell people you're in business, it's not going to do you much good, right?
So, exactly.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to strive to do, is to help people get their business off the ground.
Well, perfect. Well, thank you, Kelly, again for being on. I love the 10 things. That's great. That's really helpful. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's important. Oh, yeah. that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yeah, do you think when you sit down and think about it, is there anything else you can think of? I'll add it to my list, but, that's what I, when I was sitting thinking, okay, when I had my business and if I was going to have another business, what do I need?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think, if you think of something later, Laureen, email me.
I will. And I know how to get a hold of you.
Right. Exactly. Well, thanks, guys. That was really enjoyable. I hope I didn't talk too long.
Nope. You did great. I'm going to flip it over to Barry. If our listeners want to reach you, Barry, what is a good email address? And I believe you have Facebook.
I do. And the email address is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, you can reach me at facebook.com/Barry.Cants. And come on over and let's be friends. And Laureen?
As we know, I have no anonymity left, and my email is sharptongued@mac.com, which is sharptongued@mac.com. And you can also find me on Facebook at Laureen R, which I'm getting more towards getting my Sharp Tongue Facebook page going more now. Over the last couple of years, I've been lazy and just doing Laureen R, because that is Sharp Tongue Consulting. But an upcoming guest that we have coming in the next couple of weeks, Catherine Heeg, is encouraging me to separate the Laureen R from Sharp Tongue. So it's like, it's always moving and evolving and creating a better identity for my business. And she's absolutely right. So at some point when we do a closure on the show, I will change my Facebook name to my Sharp Tongue Facebook name. So always change is good.
Yeah. And if I can add, she's wonderful. Oh my goodness. Catherine Heeg, she like really knows her stuff. She's fabulous.
She is. We're very lucky to have her as an upcoming guest. So thank you both. Have a good weekend, and we will chat with you next week.
Thank you, guys. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Kelly, and thank you, Laureen, for a great co-hosted segment. And I'm sure those 10 things are going to help people out. And if you get an opportunity to go over and check out Oasis Agents and see what they have to offer you, and those 10 things are important regardless of what host agency you have or intend to have, you need to pay attention to those, and you will become a successful travel consultant. Now, at the beginning of the show, I mentioned John Jones, and I'm going to mention him again because I think this is great, and he put a lot of work into this. He heard us ask the question, what happens when you ask the personal assistant within the new iPhone? The personal assistant's name is Siri, and it's a voice-activated, voice-response type of personal assistant. You can ask him questions like find the nearest barber, and Siri will do that for you, bring up some results, tell you what the results are. And I asked our listeners to see what happens when you ask Siri to find a travel agent. And John did that, and he put together a YouTube piece and put together a video that you can go take a look at and see what happens when you ask Siri, find a travel agent. Now, you should be interested in this because, you know, in the future, there's going to be a lot more of this type of thing happening. There are going to be personal assistants in smartphones, and people are going to use those to find your services. So you want to start thinking about that and see how it works. And here's your opportunity. And go over and visit John Jones' video. And a link to that video on YouTube is going to be in my show notes. So I encourage you to take a look at it. Anyhow, I want to wrap the show up. And I want to thank you all for being a listener. And thank you for hanging around the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we'll see you next week. And until then, travel safe, stay healthy, everybody. Bye-bye now.